You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We'll have more with you coming up in just a little bit here on this Tuesday morning, the 19th day of August of 2025. But this morning, also very happy to welcome across the table the new principal of Wausau West High School, Kurt Richard. And Kurt, good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And the thing about it is, you know, it's interesting because this week we start another year of high school sports coverage with high school football Thursday night over at Tom Field. And how many years ago has it been since you were in the booth with me?
Oh, boy.
I mean, because I was thinking about this. It doesn't seem like that long, but when you start thinking about it, it's been a while.
It has. I remember you and I going over to Kimberly in the PT Cruiser.
Yes.
Boy, that's probably a good 10 years ago now. So, but good times.
Your trajectory. And a couple of different reasons to talk to you. Obviously, as with the hat of the principal of one of our area high schools, talk about your job and maybe some of the challenges within our schools here as we start a new school year. But at the same time, your road with Wausau West. I mean, you were a student, an outstanding student athlete, a teacher, a coach in administration. How do you put it all together about, you know, this life journey that connected you and Wausau West?
It's very exciting, obviously. I'm super excited for this opportunity. I grew up in Wausau, attended Thomas Jefferson Elementary, and then to John Muir, and then to Wausau West, and went off, and I knew that I wanted to be a teacher. And obviously it was athletics that were a big part of that. Had a lot of coaches that kind of paved the way for me in wanting to go down this path. And when the opportunity presented itself to get back to the area, Joy Trollope hired me at John Muir. And I was a teacher at John Muir for 4 years. And then I had an opportunity to transfer to Wausau West to be a teacher. And I've been there ever since. You know, and that was 23 years ago. This is my 27th year in education. And I loved being a teacher and a coach and still would be doing it. But some other opportunities presented themselves and I kind of jumped at it a little bit. And we were talking off air on that a little bit about how, you know, you have an opportunity, you jump at it, you take mm-hmm. that opportunity. And I did that. And, it's been great. I've really enjoyed it. And then with Jeb retiring, sooner than I thought, you know, he retired this last year. And so, again, took another opportunity, and I'm super excited about it.
Jeb Steckbauer, boy, I mean, those are big shoes to fill.
They really are.
Because he's so well-respected. And that's the thing that I always notice about him, and he's at everything that he mm-hmm. needs to be at Wausau, which is a lot of things, obviously. Yep. What do you take from his tenure that you're going to try to bring to yours? And at the same time, you got to be yourself as well, I imagine.
Right. I think that's the biggest challenge. You know, obviously everybody loved Jeb. Great man. Mm-hmm. And I look up to him and we talk almost daily, mm-hmm. honestly. But I think the biggest takeaway with Jeb is how he treated people, the culture that he built in our building, and really carrying on those two things. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm going to be my own person, and there's things that I'll do that maybe Jeb didn't do. But I, to me, just the way he treated people is really big. That might be the biggest conversation that somebody has that day. And when they leave that conversation, you want to make sure that they're smiling and feeling good about it. And I just think that, to me, that's a big part of it. His culture that he built, you're right, everybody loved Jeb. And so being the next guy in that role, it could be difficult, but I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Culture is such a big word, and mm-hmm. we hear that word in sports a lot.
Yes, right.
We hear it in sports, we hear it in business, we hear it in academia. Yep. When you think of the culture of Wausau West, what comes to mind first?
Family, I think, is a big part of it. And you know, I don't use that term loosely. I think just treating people with respect, letting people do their jobs. You know, these are professionals. This is their job. This is their classroom. And you can't micromanage that. You know, you let them do their thing. You show them the respect. And I think they'll go to work happy, excited, want to be there, want to be a Warrior. And so I think that's a huge part of it.
Stability is such a big aspect. And again, I'm going to kind of compare it with sports and also mm-hmm. within the school itself, because I often talk about reasons why maybe certain programs athletically are successful mm-hmm. and maybe not so successful. I was, you know, talking about like Wausau East for a number of years where they had no stability in a lot of their sports, a lot of changes in coaches.
Yep.
You know Wausau West. Yep. I mean, obviously, you know every crack in the sidewalk around Wausau yes. West. How important is that familiarity with just generally about the school, about the people, about the kids, about the families? How much of an advantage is that in this new role?
I think it's a huge advantage. You know, I can't imagine stepping into a different building and being the principal of that building without knowing the history of it and knowing the people that are in it on a daily basis. It's a huge part of it. You know, but there's also the side of it that people then know you, right? Mm-hmm. And they know who and what you are, and then they expect that you're going to do things a certain way. And now that I'm in this new role, I'm not the teacher or the coach anymore. I'm not even the associate principal. I'm the principal. And so things will change a little bit, obviously, in the way we do things, but it's a big part of it, certainly. And you're right, knowing every crack in that building, and there's not many left after our construction, yeah. thankfully. So we're really excited about that part as well.
We will have more with new Wausau West High School Principal Kurt Richard in our next segment of the WXCO Morning Report coming up at 7:52 this morning. Coming up next, it's an information update. Included will be a look at the farm report and a whole bunch more. And then back to Pat Kreitlow. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Last night, I was feeling something wasn't right. There was not another soul in sight. Only you, so we walked along, though I knew.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. The time is 7:52 on this Tuesday morning. Again, we're talking to Kurt Richard, the principal at Wausau West High School. The role itself, and yeah. I think we've all gone through the school systems mm-hmm. and had principals. What is the role at Wausau West? Because one of the things that I find interesting, you know, I popped over there last week and you got all the associate principals yep. and a lot of other people in the leadership. How do you look at the role of principal at a high school, at a large high school here in central Wisconsin?
I'll say this. So when I stepped into the associate principal role, one thing Jeb said to me is he doesn't want to be surprised by anything, right? If things come up, he wants to be made aware of it. And there's going to be things that come on your plate as an associate principal that you have to deal with, but he wants to know them, right? So now that I'm in this role, I want to know what that associate principal is doing, but along with the other two associate principals mm-hmm. and the athletic director. And so it's just kind of knowing everything that's going on in your building. I don't want any surprises, I think, is the biggest thing. But again, it goes back to, like I said earlier, allowing teachers, principals, whoever it might be, custodial staff, mm-hmm. do your job, right? And I think that's really important, and have confidence that they're going to do things the right way. And if things don't go the way we think they should, then we'll have that conversation. But I think it's allowing people to do their job. They went to school for it, or whatever it might be. So there's a reason they want to be in that building and be a part of our warrior family.
Schools are so important in so many ways in our communities. Mm-hmm. And I would say, you know, economically, they're vitally important, because something I've talked about with government officials is that you can offer somebody a job here. Mm-hmm. But if you're a parent of a couple of kids that are going through the schools, before they accept, they have to find out how good the schools are.
Right.
As you look at Wausau West and maybe the Wausau School District as mm-hmm. a whole, normally within a community, people love their schools. Mm-hmm. Is that the kind of sense that you get here, that people do love their schools here in Wausau?
I do, and I can speak on behalf of the Wausau School District. I think we have two great high schools, obviously, and what we're building, and Cale Bushman, our superintendent, and what he's building here. I know we closed some schools, and we certainly at the elementary level and what we've done there. But no, I think there's some excitement, right? All these schools have had some remodeling that has gone down, and we're moving forward, and we're excited about it. And yeah, we get people that come in, and you know, they're new to the area and they want to tour schools. And I think we have a lot of exciting things going on at Wausau West to kind of sell them, so to speak, because it is a business, right? I mean, in the end, you want people in your building and you want to sell it. And So we think we're doing a pretty good job at that.
Can I ask, because it was just a couple of years ago, there was the discussion of merging the schools. Mm-hmm. Yep. And obviously that was changed. And it feels as though that we're on this road now where it's going to be east and west for the foreseeable future.
Correct. Yeah.
And that that's the direction we're going in. How do you feel in terms of where we are? Because obviously there still are some challenges. We had a very tight referendum recently. What are the biggest challenges as you move into this new role? You talked about Mr. Bushman.
Yep.
He's fairly new in his role as well. Yep. What are the biggest challenges that you're seeing? And obviously you've been part of a lot of the discussions in recent years. What are you seeing as the big challenges for both you and your position at West, and maybe generally for the schools here in Wausau?
Yeah, I think I can speak on behalf of the principals in general, but it's that budget, right? And looking at that budget, and everybody wants a little bit fixed up in their room or in this area, and there's only so much money to go around. And so that's been a big thing for me, is understanding the budget, well, knowing a little bit more about it, right? And understanding how to spend some of that money and where it needs to go and who needs it and those kind of things. That's one of the biggest things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, our construction, and that's been a big thing. And I'm at the tail end of it. Jeb tackled that thing head on from the beginning, and now I'm kind of going to be there to reap the benefits of it from a principal side. But I give Jeb a ton of credit, because that's a lot. And it, you know, every 2 weeks we're meeting on construction and those kind of things, and we're winding down here. By the time school starts, we will be set to go. But to me, it's budget. When you go back to ultimately the answer to that question, I would say it's budget. And it goes back to really who needs it. When did that person maybe get some money towards their classroom the last time? And you just kind of have to look and use your head, you know, be honest with people. Maybe now is not the good time. Let's look at next year, right? Those kind of things.
Competition nowadays is not just on the fields for these high schools. It's about making sure that the kids come to your schools.
Right.
And is that a big factor in all the construction? I mean, we've seen construction at the school. We see construction with your athletic facilities. Yep. But it all really comes together that, again, parents do have choices, and you guys have to put your best foot forward, don't you?
We do. And from an athletic standpoint, we're really excited about our new fields and things like that. But academically, at Wausau West specifically, we're super excited. We continue to run our Flex Mod system, and we could talk about that for days, right? but we're one of very few schools in the country that do it. But we are we're really proud of it, because we feel that it really gets kids ready for the next level, whether that's a two-year technical school, a four-year university school. But it's about managing your time, right? And kids maturing while they're with us for those 4 years, and it's a big part of that.
When did FlexMod start?
From the get-go at Wausau West, and that building was built around that modular schedule.
Could I ask, in terms of how much do you look at how students develop after they leave your schools?
Quite a bit. I mean, we try to, you know, look at the alumni and where they ended up, and how many, what percentage ended up going to a four-year, what percentage went into the military or a two-year, or just out into the workforce. We certainly look at those numbers. But ultimately, it comes back to when they come back to us and we ask them and the feedback that we get. And if I had a dollar for every time a kid has come back and said, I love the Flex Mod and what it prepared me for at the next part of my life. And I'd be a rich man, by the way.
We will have a few more minutes with Wausau West Principal Kurt Richard coming up at 8:22 during the WXCO Morning Report. But before then, we have an information update at the top of the hour, and I will be joining Pat Kreitlow along with Brittany Merlot in the next segment of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at 8:06. So keep it right here on 98.9 WXCO.
You see the face on the TV screen.
Good morning once again, everyone. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh, WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:22. We are continuing for a few more minutes a conversation with the new principal at Wausau West High School, Kurt Richard. You mentioned the fact that you wanted to be a teacher.
Yeah.
And for many years, teachers in within buildings, they would be there for decades.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot more change, I think, within schools in the last decade plus. How do you stand at Wausau West? Are you looking for teachers? Do you have teachers that tend to still stay with you for a very long time? But it has changed in a lot of ways in the last, I would say, 10, 15 years, hasn't it?
I would agree. There's been more turnover. But we've had a lot of people that have stayed there the whole time. Mm-hmm. And right now we're good. We do not have any openings, which is a good thing at this time of the year. In fact, all of our paraprofessionals are filled and all of those things. So we're sitting in a really good spot. We're really excited about our new hires. Just met with a bunch of them this morning before I came here. So teachers are back next week, and just being able to get those teachers back in the building is very exciting.
I mentioned earlier how it was an advantage for you to know Wausau West so very well. I'm going to ask sort of a similar question in your new position and probably in your old positions as well. How much does it help that you have had children go through the schools in Wausau and through Wausau West, which you look at, you, it's hard to believe you'd have graduates already.
But, right. I know.
But how much does that help as well? Because as a parent wearing that hat, I imagine that has to be something that's very important.
Yeah, it helps a lot. And it's a different perspective. And I think the more perspectives you can get on a situation, but you listen to your kids, right, in their perspective, and then as a parent perspective, because when parents come in and want to talk to me about a situation, I can relate because I've been there. So, having two graduate and then move on, and my daughter ended up going to a technical college and my son to a university. So it's two different paths that I saw. And then our youngest is going to be a junior now. So he's still there, right? And so that's kind of a cool experience to be the principal there while my son is attending as well. So,
and I'm going to ask you, if I wrap it up, lighten it up just a little bit, how do you see the football team doing this year?
I'm biased, obviously. I think they're
not just the football team, right, but all the student athletes that start the new year.
Certainly, we're super excited about all of our athletics. Football's been at it the longest now since August 2nd or 4th or whatever it was. But no, I know they're excited. I mean, Thursday, right? It's get-go from the get-go here. Warrior Welcome Night, I think, or Meet the Warriors on Wednesday. And then Thursday, they play Superior. My son being on the team, he's super excited about it. I think they're excited about the season. And I know from a senior class, there's not a huge number, but every kid in that senior class, I think they're excited about contributing. And then it's a good, strong junior class as well. And then there's going to be a mix of sophomores, I'm sure. But I know Coach Johnson is doing a good job. Him and his coaches are doing a great job with those kids. And all of our other fall sports are starting to get underway. I know tennis had a scrimmage on Saturday up in Rhinelander. I think it got rained out in the end, might have got a couple of matches in. But it's good to see the kids back. I know cross country had practice this morning, and then they ended up leaving early. They got rained out a little bit, but it's good to see those kids back and competing.
And it'd be wrong for me to forget, I have had so many of your students who are in theater coming on there. I mean, I just think that I've gone to shows over at Wausau West as well. You have the musical department. I mean, there's so many wonderful opportunities in addition to the, you know, the basic skills that you get each and every day, but other opportunities to help these young people grow, really.
Yeah, we have so many opportunities for kids, like you said, clubs and activities, and our choral department. You know, it's great. And our pop concert every spring that everybody loves and we all show up for. And yeah, it's that's what excites me, right? My background is athletics, and that's a huge part of my life and always will be, right? I'm a sports guy. But there's so many other things that go on in our building that I want to make sure people know about. And and so that's one of my big goals this year, is to really promote Wausau West. Because like we had mentioned, it goes, you got to sell yourself a little bit. And so we have a big social media push this year, you know, and getting our name out there. And when our kids are doing great things, and they do, I want people to know about it. And so I want to sell Wausau West and all the great things that our kids and our staff do.
A lot of wonderful kids. I really enjoyed it. You know, obviously, I see a lot of the athletic events, but it's been wonderful seeing some of the other sides as well. I mean, Justin, and I will say as well, I mean, I've known your theater director for a very long time, Brad Schmicker.
Brad.
Him and his wife came to town back when I was going to school across town, and I actually did her first production at UWMC many years ago. I think you got a real winner there. And
of course, Brad's
great. And you said again about the musical department as well. I mean, there's so much good, and I think it's wonderful that you're going to look to really, you know, promote that. And I would always say, let me know about some special people. We'll bring them over here and talk to them as well.
Well, and I while we have you here, I just want to thank you. I mean, you do such a great job for not only our athletics but our kids in general, and we love that you are a part of our Warrior family. You know, that family I spoke about, it's extended to you, and you do such a great job at promoting our athletes and our kids in our area. So thank you for that.
I appreciate that, and I will say congratulations to you again. It's interesting to see you over these years and see the development and how well you've done in each of these positions, and now to be the principal at your alma mater. I just know it's got to give you goosebumps at times to know where you are now.
It does. There's times where I'm like, wow, I'm the principal there, and it's exciting. I mean, you know, it, like I said, it was one of those things where I was teaching and I would have done that forever. But the opportunity to become an associate principal kind of presented itself. And I took that chance, and Jeb hired me, and then we stepped into this role. So,
well, Kurt Richard, I hope maybe towards the end of the year, we'll see how things go in the first year, bring you back and talk about,
because
things, you can always expect things, but there's always that unexpected, right?
Yes, there is. Yeah.
Hey, again, congrats and thanks for popping on over.
Yeah. Thanks, Jed.
Kurt Richard, Wausau West High School's new principal. Coming up, an information update, and then more of Pat Kreitlow, Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. He'll be talking politics. Our political director from the Recombobulation area, Dan Schaefer, coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. 64 degrees here in downtown Wausau. Cloudy skies at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street here in downtown. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll have our number for the day quiz with Ian Welsh. What are you this week so far? One for one?
One for one. I'm off to a good start.
Yep, you had a good week last week. And we'll try for another good week here today and this week. So we'll have that coming up in just a few moments. I got to respond to the last segment with Pat and Dan Schaefer. And they were talking about the potential congressional race in Western Wisconsin. Rebecca Cook, who was the Democratic nominee the last time around. Derek Van Orden, of course, is the current incumbent congressman. And they were talking again about Rebecca Cook and her, the way that she's running. And I just, I think they were giving her a bit of a pass. And again,
okay,
I think that during a primary campaign, I mean, you fight it out. But number one, Pat mentioned, Rebecca Cook refuses to come on Civic Media for some reason, which is an odd thing to do as a Democratic candidate, I find. I don't understand it. But she has run often with positions that would be considered more centrist. And the discussion near the end, both Dan and Pat talking about the commercial. And the thing was, I mentioned it to Pat often, the commercial that just drove me nuts a couple of years ago. Because we would actually see this commercial here in central Wisconsin, even though we are in the 7th congressional district. But part of the congressional district that was the Cook Van Orden race, Stevens Point. And so the TV stations, Channel 7, Channel 9, is picked up in Stevens Point. And there was this commercial where Rebecca Cook stood right in the middle of the road, basically saying that a pox on Republicans like Derek Van Orden.
Wait, I think I've seen that commercial.
And a pox on Democrats as well, which I hate the both sides aspect to it. I hate it. And I sent Pat Kreitlow a message during the last commercial break after he finished up with Dan, saying that, you know, I will, and they were basically talking about the idea that maybe, you know, it's good politics in that district that folks like Ron Kind, the previous congressman, and Steve Gunderson, who is the congressman before that, understand that you have to be somewhere in the middle. But at the same time, I just find that all-out pandering to be something that I find stomach-turning.
Yeah,
I don't want somebody that's going to say, well, both the Democrats and the Republicans are wrong, and I'm going to be somewhere in the middle, be this beacon of moderation, because I think in this era of our country, that is not the answer.
Doesn't that go along the lines of being an independent?
Yes.
Like, you're not Republican, you're not Democrat, you're, like you said, you're a center, you're trying to be in the middle, so you're trying to see both sides?
Yeah, which is fine, I know, in a sense. But at the same time, I think that we're not in an era where both sides are wrong. I think we're in an era where we have one party that is
on both sides.
That's not what I'm saying here.
Okay.
I'm not trying to say that there's not pro and cons on both sides. We are fighting for democracy right now. That's what I'm saying here, is that we can't have this wishy-washiness when it comes to our Democratic candidates. If you're going to go up against Derek Van Orden, who was there on January the 6th, saying, well, both sides are wrong. No, that's not the way to win, and it's not the way to win our democracy either. So, again, that's just my 2 cents on that conversation we just heard with Dan Schaefer, the political director, and Pat Kreitlow on this very program. So I just wanted to respond for a moment, because I got annoyed. Whenever I hear about that middle-of-the-road commercial, it really annoys me. So let's finish things off with a smile and hopefully another win with our number for the day quiz.
That's right.
We give Ian Welsh a quiz at the end of every program. Give him 3 choices, one of which is the correct answer, 2 of which are incorrect. So based on the math, if he gets 1 out of 3, that's 33%. Anything above 33% is a passing grade, but we want better than that. 3 out of 5 is a winning week, because that's more right than wrong.
Mm-hmm.
4 out of 5 right would be an A grade, and 5 out of 5 is a gold star perfect week. Today, our number for the day involves snacking for children.
Snacking. Something I'm guilty of as well.
A study recently for children aged between 4 and 11 discovered how many snacks children in that age group enjoy each and every day.
Okay.
So how many snacks per week? So you take the average per day, you multiply by 7, and you get the per week average of snacks for a kid.
Okay.
And your choices are 28 snacks a week, 35 snacks a week, 42 snacks a week. So how many snacks does the average youngster between 4 and 11 years old enjoy per week? 28 snacks a week, which would be 4 a day. 35, which would be 5 a day. 42, which would be 6 a day. So 28, 35, or 42.
You know what? I'm going to go with my gut here. I'm going to choose... I'm going to say 28. 28 is my final answer. I'm going with 28.
All right. Children, on average, have 28 snacks per week. So wow. You got it right again.
Four snacks a day. That sounds about right.
So 2 out of 2. You just nice. Are on a roll recently.
Ah, very nice. Already got a passing week.
There That's you good. Go. Well, have yourself a great rest of your Tuesday.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Have a great day.
We will be back tomorrow for another edition of the WXEO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, here on 98.9 WXEO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.